Support comes from the Virginia Living Museum. I'm Jessica Azura, Senior Director of Guest Engagement, welcoming you to experience the wonder of Virginia's native birds, mammals, marine life, and reptiles, all with a focus on education and conservation. More at thevlm.org.
A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Spring is fast approaching, and the birds are winging their way north. It's interesting to note the different birds that are harbingers of spring. In England, it is, by long tradition, the cuckoo. For many, it is the robin. At the Mission of San Juan Capistrano in California, it is the swallows returning on March 19th. But in Hinckley, Ohio, the avian object of celebration marking the arrival of spring is the so-called buzzard. Residents of this small Ohio town have been greeting the return of the buzzards every year for many years. Folklore says the buzzards have returned on March 15th every year since 1819. People get dressed up in buzzard hats and buzzard vests and all sorts of things to greet the birds as they return from their winter quarters in the Great Smoky Mountains. The swallows of Capistrano may be more romantic to the extent of inspiring a song, but the buzzards are just as punctual. The word buzzard up to this point has been in quotation marks. The birds we're actually talking about here are vultures, turkey vultures to be specific, and we'll try to sort out the names this morning, more etymology than ornithology, perhaps. In the beginning, in England, the broad-winged hawks, the buteos, were called buzzards. Buteos are related to eagles, have chunky bodies, broad wings, and broad tails. In England, these include the buzzard, the long-legged buzzard, the rough-legged buzzard, the latter called the rough-legged hawk in this country. Early settlers in America, while they may have been intrepid pioneers, were not trained ornithologists. So when they saw a large soaring bird in the sky, they dubbed it a buzzard. The bird to which they attached the name was the turkey vulture. Not at all a buteo hawk or a buzzard, actually. But the misnomer still lingers, especially at this time of year, in Hinckley, Ohio. The turkey vulture, seen here as well as in Ohio, is a large dark bird with a bald red head, the head sort of like a turkey, thus the name. It soars with its long dark wings held in a flattened V, a dihedral angle, if you remember your geometry. The black vulture, a smaller relative, can also be seen in our area, identified by a much shorter squared tail and labored flapping of the wings between glides. Both vultures are carrion eaters. We do have real buzzards in this country, including the rough-legged hawk mentioned before, the common red-tailed hawk, and the red-shouldered hawk, seen soaring in our area on flattened wings, are both buzzards or buteos. So there are buzzards and there are buzzards, and some are vultures and some are hawks, and the confusion over the names will probably persist, not only persist, but be perpetuated and celebrated in Hinckley, Ohio, each March 15th.
Support comes from the Virginia Living Museum. I'm Jessica Azura, Senior Director of Guest Engagement, welcoming you to experience the wonder of Virginia's native birds, mammals, marine life, and reptiles, all with a focus on education and conservation. More at thevlm.org.